You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
This is American Rock and Roll, the early years.
Welcome to you all to this very first edition of American Rock and Roll, the early years. I'm Gavin Wood, and in the coming weeks, we'll be tracing America's rock and roll history from the mid-50s through to the 60s and 70s.
104.3 Melbourne's Gold FM, the best songs of all time, the Gavin Wood Radio Show on your Friday night. Thanks for joining me tonight, and thanks for all your phone calls. Phone's been going crazy tonight. What do you want me to do, work for a living? Come on.
Now it's time for
the name game.
Hello, you're on the air.
Well, the big prize tonight, a pass for four to see I Only Want to Be With You, the Dusty Springfield Show, on now at the Comedy Club in Carlton. Let's go to Joe in North Melbourne. Hello, Joe.
How are you going?
Good. Now listen to these songs and tell me name and artist.
What's the matter?
Don't wish it away. I'd wish you'd stay all night.
All right, Joe, let's see if you can do it.
Mate, I don't know the last one, so I'm not going to make it easy for the next guy. Just the last one, I don't know. The first one, Elton John, that's why they call it the blues.
Let's go to Trevor and Roval finally tonight. Hello, Trevor.
Hi, Gavin.
If you're a betting man, I reckon Trevor's got this. Go for it.
Okay, it's Still Rock and Roll to Me by Billy Joel.
Yes, that's one.
I guess that's why they call it The Blues by Elton John.
Yes.
And Such a Lovely Way by Axiom.
Oh!
Maybe Billy Thorpe.
Mate, you were so close. Hello and welcome to the countdown. Tonight we look at March 1973. Back then, the Sydney Opera House opened. Bette Midler won a Grammy Award for Best New Artist. And Elvis Presley and his wife Priscilla were legally divorced. And this song from March 1973 was at number 5. Elton John, who'll be here with Billy Joel, March 20 at the MCG. Tickets selling fast. Crocodile Rock, the top 5 countdown from March 73 on 104.3 Gold FM. 9 past 6 with Gavin Wood at Talk 1116 3AK, where our phone number is 1300 72 1116. Time for our business report. Let's get to the small business editor of The Australian, Peter Switzer. Good evening.
T minutes to 8 interstate trains running on time. Trains on the Frankston and Sandringham lines are running 7 minutes late. 19 to 8 with the flowers. We can get together.
At the same time as rock and roll was in its infancy, another style of music was flourishing in the USA. Doo-wop was the preserve of black vocal harmony groups. And among the leading exponents of the genre were the Platters, the brainchild of Buck Ram, who had previously worked with the legendary Ink Spots. Under Ram's guidance and singing a song he'd written, the Platters made it to number one on the American charts in 1956. Featuring the lead vocals of Tony Williams, they're the Platters, with the first of 4 number one hits, The Great Pretender. We'll introduce you to one of those for real when American Rock and Roll The Early Years returns. We've got a would-be Elvis, a doo-wopper who died young, and a one-time cotton-pickin' rockabilly star who became the most famous one-hit wonder of all time.
This is American Rock and Roll, The Early Years.